I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, yes. My name is Donald, and I'm calling from Pizza. Is this Antoinette?
Oh, yeah.
So you're probably wondering why your pizza hasn't arrived yet?
I guess it has been a bit.
That's why I'm calling, because I wanted to inform you that we are trying out a new piece of technology to get your pizza there faster and quicker, and so it's not working as well as we thought it would.
So does that mean my pizza's coming or not?
It's called a pizza drone.
Okay.
Yes.
So you guys are delivering pizzas with drones?
We're trying to, but something has gone a little haywire. That's why I'm calling. The last couple weeks has been bumping into things. So
you're telling me my pizza is literally gonna fly here on a drone?
Well, so I was telling you it was flying there on a drone, but according to my GPS, the pizza drone might have crashed at a park that's near your house. So would you be able to go look for it for us?
What? Look for it.
Well, yes, because it was delivering your pizza, and I can tell you where it is, and maybe you can go check it out.
No, okay. See, exactly. You're delivering my pizza. Why am I going to go search for my pizza on some flying, crashing drone?
I guess that's sort of a good point, because you're the customer, and I should probably find the drone myself.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm just going to drive over there in that area and look for your pizza, and then I'll just see if I can find it.
How about you send me a new pizza, and you can find your pizza drone later?
Okay, sir. Yes, I'll send you the new pizza, but first I got to find the drone, so I'll just call you back in a little bit. It should take me about 10 minutes to drive over there. Okay.
What?
So I'll call you back. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Antoinette. This is Donald from again. How's it going?
What's going on?
Well, I thought I explained that earlier. I was trying to deliver the pizza via drone, and then the drone crashed.
Okay, so where is my pizza?
Okay, so got some good news. I found the drone that crashed.
I'm sorry. I don't really care about the drone.
Yes.
I just want to know where my food is.
It crashed at a dog park, so it's kind of messed up because I think all the dogs got free pizza.
Ew.
Probably not good for them, but
yeah, probably not. Yep. Where the hell is my pizza?
Well, so good news. It should get there in less than 5 minutes, okay? 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yes.
And this won't be a pizza full of dog hair on a drone?
Oh, no. This will be a brand new pizza because the dogs ate our other one. And this one is pretty sweet because we're trying a new pizza technology. This is a driverless.
Oh my God.
Yes, we're delivering this via driverless pizza scooter. So that's pretty
what?
Sweet.
What?
Yes, we're trying some new inventions to see if we could deliver pizzas better and faster using technology. So we have the drone and we also have this pizza scooter. It's driverless. So the cool thing is you don't even have to tip it.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You can even take a selfie with it if you want. It has a built-in selfie camera.
No, but I don't want to take a selfie with anything. I just want my pizza.
I know, and that's why it's going to get there extra fast, because I sort of fiddled with the wiring and stuff, and I got the thing to go extra fast. So it's like speeding over there.
Oh, God. That sounds promising.
Oh, geez. This is not good. Oh, no. What? I'm so sorry.
What is going on? What is not good?
So, let me apologize to you because I might have had sort of a snafu with the driverless pizza scooter.
What now?
Well, so you remember how I said that I made the pizza scooter be able to go extra fast? I said that just like a couple seconds ago.
Yes, I remember.
So, I'm checking the camera on it, and it looks like it's just been pulled over by a police officer, so...
You've got to be kidding me. How many idiots does it take to deliver a pizza?
Well, I'm not really sure because, I know it. At least it takes more than a drone and a scooter.
This is the stupidest thing ever. This has to be a joke. This is not real life.
I wish it was a joke because the thing is, I don't have money to bail out the scooter, so if I could borrow, I don't know how much do you think it's going to cost to bail out the scooter?
You're asking me to borrow money right now?
Just for bail.
No, now I know this is a joke. What the hell is going on?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your boyfriend Ken set you up.
What?
Yeah, he told me he was going to pretend to order a pizza from your phone so that I could mess with you.
Idiot. Oh, my God. I was over here going crazy with this stupid drone pizza dog.
But if that would be pretty sweet though, if it was a drone delivering pizzas, and then also if there was a driverless scooter pizza delivery system, that would be pretty sweet.
Yes. Clearly it would not work at all.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.